Amen.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers and the grandmothers.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Tell Sister Joyce Happy Mother's Day, Pastor.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made, y'all.
Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
We'll rejoice Amen. And be glad in it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, it's a little chilly outside.
Yes, Lord.
That's all right. Still a day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
and Amen. I'm glad to be in it.
And it's a good day, too.
It's a good Amen. Day.
Amen. That's right.
A good day. It's the... He made it. That's for sure to be here.
Amen.
Every day is a good day.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
You just got some Amen. Bad people in the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo, to God be glory.
Some bad people in the good day.
Yes, sir.
You know, the aches and pains is still a good day.
Uh-huh. Yes,
good.
Amen. Yeah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. That made me think about that song that you sang, Elder Bush.
What song?
Every day with Jesus.
Oh, okay.
It's sweeter Amen. Than the day before.
That's Amen. The truth. God knows Amen. That's true.
It is.
Is the thing fixed now so we can get started?
Yes.
No, okay. Every day with Jesus. It's sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus. I love it, I love it, I love it more and more. Jesus saved and keeps me. And he's the one I'm living for. Every day with Jesus. It's sweeter than the day before. I don't know no other one.
All right now.
Loves me more than Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I don't know no other one.
Nobody.
Stick by me when I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh.
He'll be right by your side.
Yes,
he'll never, never let you fall. And every day with Jesus, it's sweeter than the day before.
Every day with Jesus.
I love him, I love him, I love him more and more. Jesus says,
and keeps me.
And he's the one I'm living for. Every day with Jesus. It's sweeter than the day before. Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Every day.
Every day with Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I love that song.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We praise God for this 127 days of 28 days, I believe it is.
Amen.
Bless us to be here 128 days.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So glad to be in the number.
And he's brought us through some rough patches and he's brought us through some good patches.
Yes,
and
yes.
He brought us all the way.
Hey,
yes, sir, we still here.
Good and the bad.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for him being the wonderful God.
Hallelujah.
For this is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're part of his day.
Yes, Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad. I thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody glad to still be alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sharp anointing to the Lord on this Mother's Day weekend.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is wonderful. He is magnificent. He is a glorious God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And he's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Cannot praise him enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because he is a good God. He is wonderful. Yes,
wonderful.
He is the mighty God.
Uh-huh.
The Lord is in the temple. Let the Lord earth kicks out before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thy feet thou standest in thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And we will have an invocation and prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour and live for this service.
My
Lord. Bless us to be a part of. We pray that God will come into our homes and our hearts and our minds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Spirit. God. God, and take charge of us today. Lead us by your Holy Spirit throughout this
day. Glory be to God.
In the name of Jesus, bless this service and have it to be all you have it to be.
Yes,
your word come forth richly and powerful, anointed for the cause in the name of Jesus. For we realize that the anointing destroy all yokes.
Yes,
we anoint the words that flow from my mouth and then sound the words that we're preaching up. In the name of Jesus, guide me through this service. All you will have it to be.
Yes,
Jesus'
yes,
name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Affirmation of faith.
Okay. We believe that God is the Father Almighty, that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is Christ, and the mighty, and the scriptures have said. We believe Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life to all true believers. Amen.
One God, one faith, one heart is on.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Glory be to God.
We need a scripture and a prayer.
Okay. I'm reading Jeremiah, the first chapter. The word of Jeremiah, the son of Hakim, of the priests who were in Elathon in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah. In the 13th year of his reign, he came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, until the end of the elderly year of I can't reach that word, the Lord of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carry not of judgment kept it. In the fifth month, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Therefore, you were born. I sanctify you. I ordain you a prophet to the nation. Then he said, Lord God, speak. Behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. And the Lord said unto him, do not say I am a youth. For you shall go to all to whom I have sent you, and whatever I speak to you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with the deliverer, you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See that I have this day see you through the nation and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. I've read a first chapter of Jeremiah down to the 10th verse.
Amen.
Lord.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, it is once again, Lord, that you have allowed us to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, for that, we just said thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, God.
Lord, we may not be in a building collectively.
That's right.
But we are in a building individually.
Yes, sir. To God.
And Lord, where we are, we know you are.
Yes, sir.
And we just said thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you,
Lord,
last night's sleep. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that you've done, doing, and will do.
Hallelujah.
Lord, just continue to shower down.
Yes, sir.
Have your way, Lord. Bless this service, Lord, as only you can. Bless the pastor, Lord. Give him a word, Lord, that we heal, deliver, and make free. And Lord, let us have receptive hearts, Lord, to receive your word. And not only receive your word, but be hearers and doers of your word. We just thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just
want to thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God is wonderful.
Yes.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you for the affirmation of faith. We thank you for the prayer, scripture, and prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
As we go through our worship service for today.
Amen.
We are looking to the hills on which come our help.
Amen.
Amen.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Yes, it does. It
makes the heaven and the earth.
Yes.
And everything that's in it belongs to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to get spiritual selection, and then we'll come back to our word.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, help me. And he's blessed me. I have a right to praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
The Lord has kept me. And he's blessed me.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The Lord has kept me.
Yes, he did.
And he
blessed
me. Yes, Lord. I have the Lord.
He
said, the Lord. The Lord has blessed me.
Yes, he has.
He's kept me, yes. I have
the right
to praise the Lord. The Lord has healed me.
Yes, he has.
And delivered me.
Oh, yeah.
I have a right to praise
man.
The Lord. He is my healer and deliverer. Yeah. I have a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And peace kept me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I got
a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has kept me.
Oh, yes, he did.
And he's blessed me.
Yes,
praise the
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Everybody, amen. Know that the Lord has kept you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That kept you, not you yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God is wonderful.
Yes,
He is magnificent. Yes, He is. Only true God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, sir.
Praise God. Our text today will be coming from the book of Luke.
Man.
Well, actually, in Matthew, who I want.
Matthew.
Chapter 16. Begin with verse 24.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, are we there?
Amen. Amen.
Luke, not excuse me, Matthew 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Matthew 16, begin with verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man prophet if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And we want to talk to you today from this thought. Follow Jesus.
Amen.
Follow Jesus. Tell somebody, follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus.
Jesus will lead us and guide us through all our problems. He will take us through.
Yes, he will.
If we would just follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will be all right if you follow him.
Amen.
But we're following him for a while.
Amen.
And then we get weary.
Amen. Yep.
And start our own way.
Amen.
a way that seems to be easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
And not for what the Lord has said for you to do, but easier for you.
Amen.
Jesus said, follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might want to know, say, well, why should I be following Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
When this seemed to be the best way.
Yes, it does.
Remember, Jesus said, I am the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't say I'm one of the ways.
Yeah, Pastor.
But I am the way.
Yes.
Indicating that there's only one way.
Right.
Any other way is wrong way, and it leads to death and destruction.
Amen.
If we follow his way, he knows where he's going.
Amen.
But he's already there.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets where he's going to be, he knows everything that's going to be in your way.
Yes, amen. Sir.
To hinder you and to block you from doing what he wants you to do so you can get your just reward.
Yes.
The devil doesn't want you getting no reward because
that's right. You sure don't.
He ain't getting none.
Amen.
Because he messed up, he wants you to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was kicked out of heaven, he took a third of the heavenly host with him.
Did you, Pastor? Did you?
Those individual angels, fallen angels, were there in heaven with God.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they decide they want to follow
mm-hmm.
the devil in his way.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Now, we are always seeking a different way of doing things.
Uh-huh.
We don't be satisfied with them. Status quo.
Mm-hmm.
We want to change things that don't need no changing.
Amen.
Fix things that don't need no fixing.
That's amen. Not
right. Glory be to God.
Okay. We want to make things, we say, run better
mm-hmm.
than what it was before you tamper with it.
Mm-hmm.
We want things to just go without any friction.
Amen.
But we need friction in order to do a whole lot of things.
Help us, Lord.
If you had no friction, you couldn't walk.
Uh-uh.
Okay? You'd be like you're standing out there on the ice pad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, skates, ice skates, but mm-hmm. don't know how to skate. And every time you get up, you fall back down.
Yes.
Because you don't know how to work with that friction. Uh-huh. Even though that knows how to skate, uh-huh. uses the friction from the between the ice
mm-hmm.
and the blade.
Yes.
To move where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Automobiles couldn't roll down the road without friction. So friction is good.
Amen.
And we're always trying to avoid it.
Amen.
Okay. It helps us to develop into what God will have us to be. But Jesus said, I am the way, mm-hmm. the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father except it comes by Jesus.
Amen.
So why wouldn't you want to follow him?
Yes.
Hey, he's the answer to your problems.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is your joy, your peace, your happiness, your understanding. And he is your everything.
Amen. Amen.
Everything you need.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
It's found in Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody made it in a song one day. All that I need,
yes,
amen,
is in Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
He's satisfied.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Joy he will supply.
Amen.
Okay. He got more than enough joy for you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. And you don't have to be stingy on using it.
Amen.
You know, amen. You can have a good cake.
Uh-huh.
And you eat a little at a time, so you want the last.
Yes.
Okay, so you eat just a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow, and that cake out over 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because you don't want to lose that taste.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, God, that's the way the Lord is. He got all that joy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't got to be stingy and using it.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
He want you to just get it all. He want your joy to stay full.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's about like those fish and bread that he fed the 5,000 and 4,000.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's about like them. As they were giving out the two fish to 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now we wouldn't even start finding. We wouldn't even start.
Amen.
Trying to give somebody anything, we ain't got but two fish and 5,000 people. They didn't get a plum. Okay, but the more they gave, the more were there.
Mm-hmm.
The widow and her meal. Feeding Elijah and her son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The more she cooked,
the
more the meal came.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Didn't fed him for a whole year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. On a handful of meal.
Mm-hmm.
That she was getting ready to eat.
Yes, sir.
And her son and die.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't have no food.
That's it, my Lord.
If you follow the word,
mm-hmm.
he will supply your joy.
Yes, he will.
Your deliverance.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Your my everything.
Lord. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Following Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean following him today.
Mm-hmm.
Go your way tomorrow.
Yeah,
man, that's right.
Come back to Jesus the next day.
Yes, yes.
You got to stay on the straight
and narrow way.
Because broad is the way.
Amen.
That leads to destruction.
Tell it.
Broad is the way.
That's
right. So you find everybody going on.
Uh-huh.
All right. Because that way is not the way.
That's right.
He said the way is narrow.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Very few.
Uh-huh.
We're fine.
Uh-huh.
That's why you see so many sinners in the world don't care about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because they're on the broad path.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to give up nothing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we got to learn to follow Jesus when it's good.
Amen.
Follow him when it's bad.
Amen.
Follow him and do what he says do.
Amen.
Following Jesus doesn't mean walk beside him.
Sure.
That's not following him. That's co-sharing his lead.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean lead the path.
Mm-hmm.
But follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even the leaders got to follow him.
That's true.
Okay. Follow Jesus wherever he goes. do whatever he does.
That, my Lord.
The way that he does it.
Mm-hmm.
And following Jesus means everything.
Everything.
Okay, in everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
One scripture says, in all your ways, you need to seek the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Seek him first.
Mm-hmm.
And he will direct your path.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Okay. And everything else will fall in place.
Mm-hmm.
And you seek him first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you don't walk beside him.
Yeah, that passes.
And you don't run up and go ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
What we do, we follow him a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get good at following and say, I need to move up now.
Amen.
Amen.
Move up and get beside Jesus.
Uh-huh.
When you now you're all wrong because you're not following him.
Amen.
Amen.
You, right. You have been a co-leader.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to go run ahead of him.
Amen.
Because
mm-hmm.
Jesus is not doing it the way you want to do.
See, my Lord.
I'm going to take over now and I know mm-hmm. what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's not the way it should happen.
No, it's
Amen.
Not.
All right, following Jesus means to stay behind him.
Uh huh.
All right, remember the path is narrow.
Uh huh.
Okay, sometimes you got to walk it alone.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Glory be to God.
Behind a crowd.
Mm hmm.
Because that's the wrong way.
Mm hmm.
You got to do it the way the Lord said do.
Amen.
When we look at the scripture, Matthew said, if we're going to follow Jesus,
mm-hmm.
deny yourself.
Man.
That's right.
Take up the cross
mm-hmm.
and follow him daily.
Mm-hmm.
Follow him. Luke says it in this way. In the ninth chapter, Luke 23rd verse says, he then said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself
mm-hmm.
and take up his cross daily
mm-hmm.
and follow me.
Me.
Amen.
Now, Matthew was a tax collector.
Uh-huh.
He didn't deal with a whole lot of details.
Mm-mm.
He just wanted to pay the bill. You get collect that money.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't care how you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Long was brought there and given to him for your taxes.
Mm-mm.
Now Luke was a physician.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
A doctor.
Yes. My Lord.
Dealing with detail.
Uh-huh.
And Luke wants you to make sure that you know
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to know what you're doing, you got to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Luke said, take up your cross daily. Matthew didn't Amen. Use the word daily there. He just yeah. assumed that you already know you need to do it every day.
That's right.
But how many know that we're not going to get up and pick up no cross every day?
Okay. No.
Right. So Luke tells us, pick up our cross every day.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Somebody got it this morning and left the cross.
Uh-huh.
You got to get up and pick up your cross when you get up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because the devil starts working right then.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Amen.
As soon as you wake up,
Amen.
Before you even open your eyes, he's already started moving in your head.
Amen.
Amen.
And as you work and wake up,
yeah.
the devil takes over.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't even thought about it. You thought you doing this because you that's the way you feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil directing you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're supposed to be waiting on the looking for the Lord to direct our path.
Amen.
Okay. And so we need to remember the cross is rugged.
Yes, it is.
The cross is heavy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The cross is filled with burdens and heartache.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble on every hand.
Oh, yes.
Weight of the world
mm-hmm.
all about you. Mm-hmm. That's what's in the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get up,
mm-hmm.
with your mind on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you're going to need his help.
Yes.
Yes. As the day goes on.
Yes.
Lord. Hallelujah.
You needed him to wake up.
That's yes. right. Yes.
Although yes. the alarm clock did it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. It was the Lord
yes.
that yes. called you.
Hallelujah.
Out of your slumber
yes. uh-huh.
and your sleep.
Yes.
Glory be God.
God called you.
Damn.
Whisper in your heart and in your ear.
Uh-huh.
And say, it's time to get up now.
Yes.
He wake you up.
Yes.
The devil say, you ain't got to get up right now.
Uh-huh.
Take it a little while longer.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? The Lord
yes.
is on your side.
Amen. Okay?
Hallelujah.
So when you get up,
mm-hmm.
pick up the cross.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't take one step without picking it up.
That's right.
Okay. Daily, you're going to have a cross to bear.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And sometimes the load is light.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the load is heavy.
Yes.
That's right.
But you got to carry that cross.
Amen.
Carry. The thing that will make you a good soldier
yes.
for the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Following Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Following him through the heartaches.
Yes.
Following
him through the headaches.
Yes.
Following through the stress.
Uh-huh.
Following through the problem.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
He tells you how to handle them.
Uh-huh.
And you ought to know how to handle them.
Amen.
Said everything anybody do to you, you're blessed.
Yes.
Amen.
So we ought to learn how to walk in our blessings.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
They live in our blessings.
Glory to God.
Know that no devil
uh-huh.
can do no harm to you.
Amen.
Except it be the will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure. And his will must be done.
Yes.
Amen.
His will. Is a part of that cross.
Yeah.
Because Jesus bare the cross.
Yes, he did.
And that cross has splendors on it.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It sure did.
Now the crosses that we see in these movies and the things, they are smooth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But that cross has splendors in it. It's rugged.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It has thorns in it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it did.
Things mm-hmm. that cause pain uh-huh. and agony.
Oh, yeah.
That cross that you're carrying,
yeah.
sometimes get a splendor in you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you don't handle the right way.
Right.
It pusses all up.
Yeah.
Messes all up and get worried.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Because you didn't handle it the right way.
Amen.
It causes it to turn and sometimes into gangrene.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you had to wind up losing the limb.
Uh-huh.
Because you didn't handle the problem the right way
uh-huh.
before it got to be gangrene in it.
Uh-huh.
And you done it, what you're supposed to do, you could have avoided that.
Yeah.
Following Jesus
uh-huh.
will help you avoid a whole lot of mistakes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Following Jesus
yeah.
help you avoid a whole lot of stress.
Uh-huh.
Following Jesus help you avoid
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Heartaches and headaches.
Oh, yeah.
unnecessary things. Mm-hmm. Because you are worrying.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus said, don't worry.
That's right.
Following him.
Amen.
Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
And Paul tells us that, don't worry about nothing.
Nothing.
Not anything.
Not anything.
But yet we find ourselves worried.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. And a lot of times it's not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
We just discover that I'm worrying.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to do what the right to get out of that worrying, we casting that care to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
we go try to work on it ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's not following Jesus, just running ahead of Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Jesus said, wait.
Yes.
On the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And be a good courage.
Yeah.
Wait on him.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't want to wait on him. You got to go get it done yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
And you're not being a good courage. You're worrying about it. That's why you're trying to do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Yep.
It's okay.
Amen. So, say, whosoever come out to me, let him take up his cross, deny himself. So you got to first pick up the cross. And follow him.
Amen.
First, to pick up the cross, you got to deny yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because self ain't don't want to pick that cross up.
Mm-hmm.
Self don't want to listen to what the Lord said.
Uh-huh.
So you got to get rid of self.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen.
Okay. Before you will take the cross.
Uh-huh. That's right. My Lord.
When you deny self, you deny your fair feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
No, we say they ain't fair.
Mm-hmm.
So and so do what they want to do, and I can't do it.
Amen.
It ain't fair. It's not about you what's being fair.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus didn't say it ain't fair that I should die for y'all.
Uh-huh.
He came willingly.
Yes, he did. Yes.
And gave his life for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Following Jesus, giving up our lives for his.
Mm-hmm.
Giving up our rights for his.
Yes. That's
right.
Okay. Jesus tell us to bless the poor, bless those that curse us, bless those that revise us, bless those that lie on us,
Yes.
Bless those that judge us. You just bless everybody.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't try to figure out who I'm supposed to bless and who I'm not supposed to bless.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to bless everybody.
Amen.
After all, you did lie and said I'd love everybody.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that's you know right. You didn't love everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, follow the way of Jesus and you can love everybody and make your way into heaven.
Yes, amen.
Okay,
amen.
So deny yourself, then take the cross. And follow him.
Amen.
Don't follow him if you ain't got no cross.
Okay.
You got to do those things before you can follow him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deny yourself. If you have to deny yourself, you ain't going to follow him.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're not going to follow him if you have denied yourself.
My Lord.
Give up your sinful ways.
Mm-hmm.
Be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the cross.
Uh-huh.
Because with salvation, the cross comes.
Amen.
Okay. And then start following him. Follow him over the hills of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Through the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Follow him wherever he goes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Someone said, where he leads me,
I
will follow.
Yes.
Anybody believe that?
Amen.
Wherever he leads you,
I will follow.
He will, yes. He will follow.
Uh-huh.
God will take care of you.
Yes. I will.
Okay.
Yes.
He said, now what does the profit of man if he has gain the whole world?
That's right.
And lose him his soul.
Uh-huh.
What profit are you? What have you gained?
Nothing.
You can't take a thing in this world that you got.
That's true.
Where are you going?
That's right.
Hallelujah. But you, so you need to follow Jesus so you can build up some timber.
Amen.
In your, in the kingdom, God, you'll have somewhere to lay your head.
Yes.
When you get there.
My Lord.
Okay. But who will say I ever shall be ashamed of the Lord?
Mm.
God will be ashamed of you.
Mm.
Okay. And you can't get to heaven without going by Jesus.
Amen.
Follow him.
Mm-hmm.
There was a crowd of people Jesus was talking to. And one of them was a rich person.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus finished talking, and they said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said unto him, go. No, what is that? Do the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
He said, which one? He said, thou shalt not commit murder.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not take the Lord thy name in vain. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt love thy neighbor
and
thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in other words, telling that you should keep the commandments.
Uh-huh.
And then the ruler said, I've done that since my youth up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, you are lacking one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't know what that was. He said, your riches.
Uh-huh.
That's why his heart was in his riches.
Uh-huh.
He had made his riches his God.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Jesus said, you need to sell them.
Uh-huh.
Give it to the poor. And he walked away sadly. And Jesus said, it's hard that the rich man was given to heaven. And Peter said, well, how can this be possible? He said, it's easier for a camel's eye, to a camel's eye, than to for a rich man to get into heaven. It's easier for that camel to walk through the eye of the needle. That's right.
Uh-huh.
All right. And Peter said, Master, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee.
Uh-huh.
What shall we have therefore?
Uh-huh.
Peter thought he was giving up a whole lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to know what I'm going to get back in his place.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the generation when the Son of God,
my Lord,
shall sit on the throne of glory,
uh-huh.
He shall also sit upon those thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them, every one of you who have forsaken houses,
mm-hmm.
brother,
mm-hmm.
sisters, father, a mother, or wife, mm-hmm. or children, a land, for my name's sake, mm-hmm. shall receive 100-fold.
My Lord.
And shall inherit everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you give up,
mm-hmm.
God's going to give it back to you.
Amen.
Right? That 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Jesus. Eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He always gives you more than what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He gives you more than what you need.
Mm-hmm.
He's more than what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, follow Jesus. He Amen. Will take you from earth to glory.
Yes, he will.
Follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He calls you to come out of your stress.
Mm-hmm.
Out of your heartaches.
Yes.
Follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He is the way.
Yes. Amen.
Don't follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I might stumble and fall.
Yeah.
And you're going to stumble over me.
Mm-hmm.
But keep your eyes on the on Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right to follow me until you find the light.
Yeah.
But once you get out, get the light of Jesus,
uh-huh.
who is brighter than my light,
yes.
you need to follow him.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. It's like you have been the and was the iridescent light, the old light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Jesus being the daylight light. That's real bright.
Mm-hmm.
Like them cars have sometimes that blind you on the road.
Amen. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Okay. So you can see his light.
Mm-hmm.
over your life.
That's mm-hmm. true.
To yeah. follow him.
Mm-hmm.
He is the light.
Yes, he is.
That will take you to glory.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
He is the light.
Yes.
Will deliver you out of your headaches yes. and your problems.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He is the light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whatever's going on wrong in your life, get the
mm-hmm.
word.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Jesus.
And do what the word says do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever is going haywire
mm-hmm.
in your life, follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Even let your joy take over.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Yes, it
is.
And Jesus already gave you joy.
Yes.
Amen.
And the joy that Jesus gave you,
the world
can't nobody take from you.
Amen.
You might give it up,
uh-huh.
but they can't take it from you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Jesus gave it to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This joy that I have,
uh-huh.
the world didn't give it.
Amen.
That's right.
And the world can't take it away.
Amen.
Man, hallelujah.
Jesus gave it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is not an Indian giver.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
He gave it to you.
Yes.
And it's up to you to keep it.
That's right.
But he gave it to you. He gave you joy. He gave you peace. He gave you hope. He gave you deliverance. He gave you victory. He gave you all mm-hmm. of the good things in there. He gave you your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the joy of your life.
Amen.
Yes, in everything.
Everything.
Be thankful.
Yes. Yes.
In
yes.
everything.
Glory
yes.
Be thankful. Keep in mind that it's not for everything.
No.
But it's in everything.
Amen.
See, you're not rejoicing for somebody dying.
Mm-hmm.
We're rejoicing because he's taking you through this.
Yes. Amen.
And that person is going to get that reward.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Rejoicing in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the will of God.
Amen. That's right.
Mm.
And if you be in the will of God, you're following him.
Well,
amen.
But if you're not in the will of God, you're not following him.
Uh-uh.
You're following the devil.
Amen.
So you either following Jesus?
Yes.
Or you following the devil?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Ain't no other way.
That's right.
Amen.
Right way and the wrong way. The right way is Jesus. That's follow it. Jesus. The wrong way is to follow the devil.
Amen. That's it.
All right, so do what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
Stop walking around here with troubled hearts. And don't say, I can't help it.
Amen.
But that authority and that power has been given to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was able to say, let not.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't do anything about it, he wouldn't tell you, let not.
Amen.
He's saying, don't you allow anything to call you the word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's about like you are home and you don't want the children or grandchildren to go somewhere, and then you had to leave, and you leave somebody in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't you let them do dust and dust and dust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now most of the time you tried to follow that rule, but sometimes you didn't do it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you let this happened and that happened. That's because you got the ability to not let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
God wouldn't tell you not to let your heart be troubled if you couldn't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You are the one that allowed it to come in. You chose Amen. That path today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You chose to be sad.
Uh-huh.
But he said, rejoice, make a joyful noise.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Okay, David said, I will bless the Lord.
Okay.
All time.
At all time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
His praise
shall
continue.
Mm-hmm.
Be in my mouth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Follow the Lord. He will lead you through the path of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, follow him. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
Good sermon, Pastor. Good sermon.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For he leads me on. Will follow where he leads me. I
will
follow. Oh Lord, my God, I'll follow where he leads. Me, I will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. And the way to follow him is get in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just read it, just to read it.
Amen. That's right.
Apply it.
Yes.
Amen.
And when you start applying it, see how the word will work for you.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
And work through you and in you.
Uh huh. Thank you, God.
Man. Thank Elders Guest and Sister Gloria Burnett. Who else is there? And birthday this week.
Oh, I sure did.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Friday, on Friday.
My mom's birthday is today.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Happy birthday to your birthday. Mom.
Amen.
Miss Hazel's
Amen.
Birthday was yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Hazel. Yep.
Okay. Happy birthday to everybody who had a birthday this past week.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you. We want to hear y'all sing.
Yeah, I want to hear. Well, he's sung to me already.
So. Y'all sing.
Merry Christmas.
Sing to us.
So the rest of y'all guys sing.
Lead them off, Pastor.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday. To you, happy birthday. May God bless you. Happy, happy birthday.
Go ahead now.
You.
Right there.
And you do.
Amen.
It gets better.
It gets better. Pastor.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, I was going to say happy birthday, but the pastor did it. But I want to say something to all the ladies for the happy Mother's Day today.
Yes.
Okay, this is for me to you, ladies. You know, keep smiling. Happy birthday. I mean, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Sorry, Chris.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
All right.
Amen.
All right, all right.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. All right. Hope you have a wonderful one.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
all right.
I hope so too.
That's my brother.
Brother Cliff.
Yes, ma'am.
Clarence.
Yes.
Did you ever sing with
a... Where's your face?
Sorry, what did you say, Uncle?
Yes, my brother from another father and mother. Let me see. Hey!
Hi, guys. How you doing, bud?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Everything is fine. No complaints.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Let me say this benediction, then you can continue to do what you're doing. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
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 Let the church
amen.
Say amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let the church say amen.
Amen. Enjoy your day.